You are going to fail. At some point in life, in some area of life, maybe in every area of life, you're going to fail. Failure is inevitable. The question is, what do you learn from it? Can you use failure in a profitable way? So, I want to tell you the lessons that failure has taught me in my life. The first one is the danger of overconfidence. I don't think I've ever failed when I've not been overconfident. It's always linked to pride, self-sufficiency, thinking I'm better than I am, and failure almost inevitably comes. So I think, first of all, just to learn the danger of overconfidence. Then secondly, I've learned sympathy. If I hadn't failed as a teacher, as a preacher, as a parent, as a friend, if I'd made financial failures, relational failures, I wouldn't be sympathetic to others who had. You learn to be much more compassionate and sympathetic when others fail, when you've experienced your own failures. Thirdly, it's helped to redirect me. So when maybe I've tried something, maybe tried again and again, kept failing, I've viewed that very much as God's direction in my life. I said, David, I've not given you the gifts and the abilities for this, do something else. And so good comes out of it in that I don't end up in an area of life, a calling, where I've got no abilities whatsoever. Then fourthly, failure's taught me to appreciate people who succeed in areas I failed in. And that's usually in practical areas like painting, plumbing, electrician, gardening. I'm not good at these things. I failed at these things repeatedly. So when I see the skills, the abilities, the talents of manual workers, tradesmen, I'm full of appreciation for them, far more than I would have been if I hadn't failed in these areas myself. Fifthly, failure's taught me to credit God more, give Him more praise and honour when I do succeed. When you don't fail, you think you're the one who makes yourself succeed. And then when you failed a bit, you begin to realise only God is behind your success, any success that you've had, and you give Him the honour and glory for that. Then sixthly, failures prevented worse failure for me. So you might be on a particular track, a particular path, going down a particular line in life, and you fail, and it's maybe a very painful failure, maybe a very public failure, but ultimately God's used it to stop you. Right? So He's used it to stop me, maybe ending up in a far worse failure, maybe a moral failure or a spiritual failure. So He uses failure to protect us from much worse down the road. The seventh thing I've learned is almost all my failures have come when I've been too tired and too busy. And so I've learned to pace myself better in life and not take on so much, so that the things I do tend to work better than when I'm just totally overwhelmed and I'm not doing anything well. Eighthly, it's taught me to worship Jesus. When I think of all my multiple failures in life, and yet He lived on earth for 33 years without one failure, not one. A life of total perfection. And His perfection covers my failures by faith in His perfection. Then I cannot but worship and praise my Saviour. And then finally, failure makes me think of heaven. You never fail, you never think of a better world. But when you fail, you end up looking ahead at a better world where there is no failure. And you know, you ask yourself, will I remember my failures in heaven? Yes, probably, but only as pardoned. You'll never think of them apart from the pardon, the forgiveness, the acceptance of Christ. I think in heaven too we'll see our failures from a much better perspective. We'll see God's purpose in them, how He's used them for our good and His glory. And of course we just won't fail again. We'll be perfect. Success in every area of life in heaven, personally, relationally, vocationally, in every area, nothing but perfection, and therefore nothing but praise to God who has perfected those who spent most of their lives failing. So real men fail, but they fail well by learning from their failures.